church. Miss Marjorie, would you come up here for a moment, just please? That's right. Pastor Larry's going to call you out. Come on up here by me. Living Hope, say hello to Marjorie Maldonado. In case you didn't know, she works in our children's ministry. Amen? Now, this is how nice she looks before she goes back there. Make sure you look at her when she comes back. But she is also Pastor Maldonado, Pastor Enrique, Pastor Henry, his wife. And she's serving in our children's ministry, and we love her so much. Thank you so much for your service, Miss.
Thank you. Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a great time of worship. Amen. Grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all God's people said. If you are visiting with us this morning, we thank you and greet you in the name of the Lord. We are currently in our current series called Radically on Mission. And it is a journey through the book of Acts. Today's message is called Promised. And we are promised the return of Christ. Amen? And so we're going to look at that today. You know, for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the promise of His return that causes great joy. You know, yesterday we had the privilege and the great honor of attending the memorial. Miss Paulette is in service this morning, but the memorial for her son. And I did not do the service. Her brother did. It was a wonderful, wonderful message. And I had the great honor of going up afterwards and praying. And I just wanted to let everyone there know, because Living Hope Church was very well represented yesterday. And I just want to let everybody know that the rowdy group of ameners over there in this one particular section was Miss Paulette's church. And when we come here, we come to praise Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
What a great day it is. So if you are in the book of Acts, chapter 1, we will be looking at verses 9 through 11. If you are there, please say amen. Reading from the Word of God. Verses were actually 9 through 11. Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee. I love that. Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. May the Lord add his blessing upon his word. It was once said by the Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, that there is a ladder of light in the Christian life, a ladder of light that we live by. The bottom of that ladder rests here on earth. And the top of that ladder reaches into heaven. Amen? And that ladder of light has four steps on it. The four steps are the birth, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot possibly live the Christian life without grabbing hold of, without resting on, those four truths: the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the first step on that ladder is the birth of Christ. Have you ever really thought about that? That God knew that we were sinners and that He would have to make a way for us to make it into heaven. And so therefore, God condescended to take on human form. When I read that, when you think of the theology of that, I want to say, really? Sweaty body, dirty feet, bad breath, hungry, thirsty, needs sleep, needs a shower? Yes. God did that. Why would God do that for us? Well, it's so simple. He became just like us so that one day we could each become just like Him in heaven. You see, friends, Jesus loves each one of us like there's only one of us. I'm not sure you got that. I thought I'd get a testimony. I'm glad I brought my own. I'm going to say that one more time. Jesus loves each one of us just like there is only one of us. Amen? And here's why. Because there is only one of you. You are each created in His image. Amen? And listen, friends. What did God say in the book of Isaiah, in the Psalms, in the book of Exodus? He says, I am the Lord thy God, and there is none other like me. And what does it also say in the book of Genesis? We are created in His image. There is only one of you. If you're sitting next to somebody, look over to them and say, you are a piece of work. No, don't say that. Say, there's only one like you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, friend. Therefore, if there is only one of you, there is none other like you. Amen. And as we learned a couple of weeks ago, because of that, you are priceless. You are precious in His sight. You know, I keep harping on this. I preach on that almost every message that we have, reminding us. But I'm not altogether sure sometimes as we go through life that you really understand just who you are. If you are the redeemed of God, let me proclaim to you exactly who you are. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 8, verse 17, says that you are an heir of God and a co-inheritor of heaven with Christ. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 20 and verse 36 says that you are eternal like an angel. Have you thought about that? You have not existed from eternity, but you will exist for all eternity. And I have an ongoing conversation with some folks, and I've been said, well, Pastor Larry, the problem with you Christians is that you believe you're going to live forever. And I said, well, that's not the real problem, and that's not 100% correct. I believe for those that do not receive Jesus Christ, that they will live forever as well. They will simply live apart from God in a terrible place. And you know, and we're not the mean old Christians. We are not looking to beat anybody up about this. Our goal, if you're watching on the internet or sitting in this sanctuary right now, our goal is that we don't go to heaven without you. We don't make any bones about it. We're not being sneaky about it. We're not trying to slide some special passage in here to play on your heart and your heartstrings. Here's our point. We want you to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 declares that you have a crown that will last forever. Oh, how about that? Huh? How about that? We have a crown. You are princes and princesses of the eternal heaven. Look at the person next to you, if they're male or female, whatever it is. Say, hey, Princess Andrea, Princess Latima, Prince Gregory, as we say. How about that? Amen? You have a crown that will last forever. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Peter chapter 2 says that you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. But more than any of that, and more significant than any title or position that you might have, is the simple fact that you are God's child. You are important to God. And so Christ's birth, the birth of Jesus Christ in human form, is the first proof of that step, that ladder of light. The second is the death of Christ, Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. That very idea, the concept that God's own Son, Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Balm of Gilead, the commander of the army of the Lord, the one whose name is above all names, that the idea that He died and made atonement for my sins, for my personal sins, it boggles my imagination. And it makes my heart want to burst out of my chest in joy. You may have noticed around here that I'm a little radical when it comes to Jesus. Amen? I come to church on Sunday morning, and I know some pastors, they like to do a final review of their notes before they come up to preach. I personally believe that if you're not ready when you walk through the door, you're not ready. I like to sit right over there and sing my heart out. I've noticed that Brother Aaron and Brother Divine and those folks, they sit over there in the same area with me all the time. And so I've taken that to mean that they enjoy my voice. And they hear a joyful noise. Amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. But that Jesus died for my sin, that boggles the imagination. Friends, the birth and the death of Christ are the divine seals of the love of God. The divine seal of the love of God. So yes, He was born. Step one. Yes, He died. That's step two. Oh, but hallelujah to the Lamb, to the glory of God, He rose again. Amen. He rose again. Hallelujah. And that is our assurance of everlasting life. If we only receive Jesus Christ as Lord. You see, He has already conquered death and the grave. We just sang about that. We preach about that every single week. And if Christ died and rose again, and if you are to be just like Him if you receive Him as Savior, then one day, whether it happens now or happens later, if Jesus doesn't return again, we will all leave this earthly vessel. Amen? We will all die. But listen, guys, I don't want to get caught up in a lot of fancy oratory here. That's not my goal, frankly, because I don't have that skill. But because of the resurrection, Jesus shows us an important truth. Death in the grave could not hold Him. It could not. And if you are one of the redeemed of God, it cannot hold you either. One day I will die, one day you will die, unless the rapture happens first. But if I go first, and if you have the time and you come to my memorial, I want you to make sure that at that memorial that you look at each other and say, Pastor Larry ain't here. He's not here. We're here just to say we miss Him a little bit. But He's in heaven right now. He's partaken of the streets of gold, the highways of glory. He's up in heaven, and believe it or not, eating some food that's even better than Miss Ruth Ann's. As hard as that is to imagine. Amen? I mean, you can look at me and tell that, well, never mind. We're going to move on from that. But friends, listen, you know, we're not here when we die. We are absent in the body, present in the Lord. Pastor Larry will be with Jesus in His heaven. Amen? And listen, guys, just as the birth, just as the death, and just as wonderful as His resurrection, His ascension back into heaven, His ascension back into God's throne room is wonderful as well. Because we will learn today that His ascension is the promise of our ascension into heaven one day as well. Wouldn't that be amazing? Close your eyes and wake up in heaven. When I first met Pastor Devine, he was serving in a place called Remington House. And Remington House was an assisted living home. It wasn't just elderly people, but it was folks that had various physical issues. And they had an A, a B, a C, and a D wing. All right, and we would go over there, and we started going over there because one of our deacons had a member of a family in his flock, a lady named Miss Edna, and Brother Walter Tucker was her deacon. And he went to visit her in the assisted living home, and he came back and says, Pastor Larry, they have a church that has promised that they would go over there and preach each week, but they don't always show up. As a matter of fact, they might show up once out of every 7 or 8 times. And I said, well, we can't. I said, how many folks are there? He goes, one. He goes, there's possibly one that would come to the service. And I was reminded of Scripture, but for the sake of one, Christ would have still come and died on the cross. And so we geared up, myself and brother Pastor Michael Chinqui and myself and Brother Walter, and we went over there, and they had a big, gigantic TV. Now, the issue I want to share with you is that at Remington House, almost every single person there were Jewish. They were God's people, but they had not received Jesus Christ as Messiah yet. But Miss Edna was the lady from our church that was there. And so as we went there over time and we preached, they would come into the gathering area, and there was a gigantic TV, and we put on the hymns. And, you know, we put hymns up there. We would sing 3 hymns. And believe it or not, they loved those hymns. And so we would sing 3 great hymns and we had a sound system. And then we would preach. And we preached for about 15 minutes because of their physical condition. And then we would have an invitation for Jesus Christ every single week. It was wonderful ministry. Absolutely wonderful ministry. And here's why. Because the elderly people, if you were boring, they would just get up and leave. You had to be on your A game every single week. But Miss Edna was there, and she shared with me one week when we were wrapping up the leave. She says, you know, Pastor Larry, every single week on Saturday night, right before midnight, the nurse comes in, she gives me my medication, she helps me get on my knees by my bed, and I pray across midnight into the Sunday morning, into the Lord's day. And then about 5 minutes later, she comes in and she helps me get back up in my wheelchair. I thought, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So one Sunday, myself and Pastor Michael and Deacon Walter Tucker, we got there, and we noticed that Miss Edna was not waiting on us. And what had happened was, the nurse had gone in shortly before midnight, gave her medicine, helped her down on her knees, left her praying to the Lord, went back in at 5 minutes after 12, and she had gone to be with the Lord. Now that's the way to go. Close your eyes here on earth, open them up into glory in heaven. Amen? That's the way I want to go to heaven. Amen? Doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, it was just such a wonderful time. And I met a brother divine over there. He had the same servant's heart you see around here, he had there. You see, you can't make someone a servant. Amen? You can't make someone a servant. They either have that in their heart or they do not. You can encourage them. You can give them opportunities to serve, but you cannot make a servant. And you know what? As he stepped out in faith, the Lord gave him more responsibilities. And he is a wonderful addition. He is a wonderful, wonderful addition to our church. God bless Pastor Divine. God bless Pastor Ivan and everyone that helps around here. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I went right off my nose, didn't I, Marianne? I'd like to apologize for that. But, all right. But listen now, friends. We're going to talk about the birth, the death, from death to resurrection, resurrection to ascension, and then what? Well, we're going to learn about that today. I have 3 points. If you have your notes, please say amen. And as we're going to have 3 points today that will allow us to live the abundant, joy-filled Christian life waiting on the promises of God. Now, you may not be all excited about our very first point, but just hear me out as you write this down. Our first point today is that as Christians, we should accept correction. Accept correction. Look at verse 9, if we look at this again. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. This talks about the ascension of Christ. Look at verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. It's talking about the angels that were standing there. Now, look at the first sentence of verse 11. If you're there, please say amen. Who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? It appears to me like the disciples are doing what we would call these days as rubbernecking. You know, and frankly, I can't say I blame them. Amen? I'm pretty sure that I'd be standing there watching the ascension of Jesus Christ in His glory, going, what? And I kept that down because of the microphone. I'm sure every single one of us would be like that. Amen? And as we look at that, what are you doing standing here? In other words, what are you doing? Christ has given you a mandate. He has given you instructions. Amen? What are you doing? Now, I want you to understand, believe it or not, if you read it in the original tone, that this is a correction delivered by God's angels to the disciples, but it's delivered with gentleness. It's delivered with grace. It's not like, what are you doing? All right? It's not like you moms when you walk into the kitchen and little Bobby has cookie crumbs all over his mouth and the box is empty on the floor and you say, what are you doing? And he says, what? Nothing. That's not what this is like. This is a gentle correction, delivered with grace. The language in the original Greek is firm, but their tone is actually soft, gentle, measured. Which, by the way, is the very best type of correction we can possibly get or give. Amen? In other words, because of the way the question is framed, allows the disciples to correct themselves. Hallelujah? Hallelujah. You see, That's what the Word of God does for us at times. That's what I do with the directors of my ministry. I hope that's what the directors of the different ministries do with the folks that serve in those ministries, is that if we walk up, we don't ask, what are you doing? But we just say, hey, how's it going? What's up? When I say that, generally people think the pastor goes, that pastor's asked me what's going on. So usually I just want to know what's going on. All right, but it's a question delivered with the ability to correct anything that's going on. I come in on Sunday, each Sunday morning, you know, and I just look at the things that are going on here, and I'm amazed. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Look closely. What do the angels here specifically ask? They say, "What are you doing?" Essentially, staring up there. Now listen, guys. There's no shame in being excited about the presence of Jesus Christ. Christians, we should live our lives looking up to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a good thing to look up to the glory of God. He is the King of Kings. And where else should His people look but at the King? Amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's a good thing to look up there. Looking for the Lord is a great thing, but we've been given a job, the great commandment, the great commission. We'll have this on the screen now. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. If we could have that up on the screen, I hope it's there. It says what? Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. So what are the angels getting at? Here is the real point. They deliver a correction. The disciples are receiving the correction as it's meant or intended. What are the angels really saying though? Don't be so heavenly minded that you are no earthly good. I don't think you got that. Don't be so heavenly minded that you are no earthly good. Listen to me, friends. Studying prophecy is a great thing. Studying apologetics and the deep things of the Word of God is a great thing. Sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ is better. That's our job. He said in the Great Commandment, the Great Commission, go and share the gospel, baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In other words, since this world belongs to the evil one, God has mandated, God has told His people, I want you to go into enemy territory and grab those prisoners and share the good news with them and carry them back into the land of the glory. That is our job. First point, accept correction. Point number two. Oh, here we go. Live cheerfully. Live cheerfully. Live with joy in your lives. You ever seen some sourpuss Christians? Look like they came to church soaked in pickle juice. They sit sour and soak. You know, they there's no joy in their lives. Friends, we are to live cheerfully. Look at the second sentence of verse 11. If you're there, say amen. This same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven, this same Jesus. What is that all about? This same Jesus will return just like He left. This same Jesus will return just like He left. How so? Well, Jesus ascended in clouds in glory. Verse 9 reads that, look at verse 9 if you will. He was taken up and a cloud received Him out of their sight. That word received Him is literally lifted or borne up or supported, physically supported. We can live cheerfully, friends, because He's not going to come back. He's not going to descend in a disguise. It's not going to be a quiet event when it happens. He's not going to descend in a way where He is not known or recognized. It will be spectacular when Christ comes again. It will be spectacular. We have two passages up on the screen right now. Matthew chapter 24, verse 30 reads this way. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. This is from Matthew 24:30, Jesus speaking. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Revelation 1:7 says, "Behold, He is coming with clouds." In other words, He ascended with clouds. He will descend upon clouds. "And every eye will see Him, even they who pierced Him. And all of the tribes of earth will mourn because of Him. Even so, amen." Even so, regardless of what is going on, Christ will be exalted. Not only will He return as He left, this same Jesus is the same one that will come back. What do I mean by that? We can live cheerfully because He will return to earth as the same Lord that came to earth to save all that believe. That same Lord. He will return with the same attitude. What was the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ? Loving, caring for those that follow Him. You know, I remember sometimes, you may have seen me talking with the children and shaking the young guys' hands. By the way, these two little boys that sit right up here, Stephen and Stephen, is that their names? Them little boys sing. I'm telling you, they sing when we're praising the Lord. Amen? And you know, that is an amazing thing. But what happened? Can you imagine that Jesus was teaching and some children came to be by Jesus and the disciples go, "Get away. You know, you can't be around here. Get away. Get away. Get away." They look over to Jesus. "What? Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, come on over here. Come on over here." What did Jesus say? "You must come as these little children. Suffer the little children to come unto me." You see, friends, it's that same Jesus that will be coming back. He will return as the same exalted, glorified, unchanging, immutable God that keeps His promises. Jesus promised He will return, and that same Jesus will return. He promised that He would return for us. And the third, this same Jesus that returns, is the Lord that ascended into heaven. Don't miss this. We can live cheerfully because Jesus is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven this very moment. And He is the same Jesus that the disciples knew. He is the same Lord that sat with Mary Magdalene. He is the same Lord that told the legalists, "Let those of you without sin cast the first stone." This same Lord. He's the same Lord of our lives. He's the same Jesus, the same mediator, the same companion, the same friend who sits right now at the right hand of God as your advocate. Look at what Ruthann is doing. Look at what Jamie. Look at what Dennis is doing. Look at what Ronell is doing. I had to throw some guys in there this morning. Look at what they're doing. Living for me. Ascended for me. Therefore, when He returns, He's coming back to receive all believers to Himself. Did you catch that? Receive all believers. Not a select few. Not 144,000. All believers. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting what? Life. Life in the Bible is described as living in the presence of the Lord, with the Lord in heaven. And He's coming back so that we can all be with Him. And friend, that's why we should live cheerful, wonderful, joyful lives. We can live cheerfully because this same Jesus is the Jesus of eternal life. Amen? And as whoever that believes in Him will have everlasting life. We are not to live defeated, downcast, bummed out lives. We are to live joyfully in Christ. We are to live wonderfully in His presence. Amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Right off my notes again. So friends, be exceedingly and abundantly glad. Because you are one of the redeemed of God, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We come to church to praise and worship our redeemed Jesus. Amen? I get so happy sometimes praising Jesus, I don't know whether to sing, dance, or break dance. So we're going to go with, you know, just sing for now, Pastor Larry. You know, you have your little crowd over here, Brother Aaron and Pastor Divine, they enjoy your voice. Just sing and praise over there. Amen? All right. Pardon me, I'm going to write off my notes again, Miss Mary Ann. I'm going to give you a second to catch back up. Friends, regardless of circumstances, regardless of pain, regardless of your financial circumstances, regardless of the meanness of the world, regardless of your job going well or not going well, regardless of the equipment working or not working, regardless of who comes and how things go, live cheerfully for the Lord Jesus Christ. Give God praise in His house. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So not only are we to live to accept correction, not only are we to live cheerfully, our third point, expect His return. Expect His return. Amen? We can also put, expect His coming. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I had accept correction, that's a C. Live cheerfully, that's a C. Then I put expect His return. You know, some days it just doesn't go well. Amen? You know, I have certain giftedness that the Lord has given me. And it really is wonderful giftedness. And but with the giftedness I have from the ability to study the Word of God and preach the Word of God, the giftedness I have with numbers and mathematics, there are certain failings in my life. I know you may find that hard to believe. You know, quite a while back I bought an ink pen that is the type of ink pen that the presidents get. And I wanted one of those ink pens. They just look great. And so I bought an ink pen and then I lost it a month ago. And Miss Ruth Ann was asking me every week, have you found your ink pen? And because it costs more than $5.95. I said, no, I haven't found it. And then yesterday I found it. And I'll tell you where it was lost, because normally I put it in this pocket right here, but somehow I had put it in this pocket. And it was lost for a month. That is just hard to believe. You know, and it's things like that are failings in my life, and I freely admit them. Matter of fact, I'm going to announce this right now. What I have done is as our new pastors and our new preachers in the Hispanic and Anglo ministry are learning more, or they're taking on more duties, do you enjoy the fact that our pastors get up here and read Scripture in the middle of worship? Amen? Isn't that great? Well, I've also asked Pastor Divine. You know, when we have someone that passes away, or someone that's housebound or sick, we want to minister to them. And I am like the worst person in the world at this kind of stuff as far as getting the people there. We have people that are appointed for that. But I've asked Pastor Divine if he would take the reins of that. Amen? And make sure that when those things happen, that deacons are assigned to visit. That he reminds me, hey, we have so-and-so in the hospital, Pastor, you got to get over there. Or that we get flowers and food and things like that. Miss Ruth Ann, when Miss Paulette's family was going through the difficult circumstances recently, took a big pot of gumbo over to their house. Miss Ruth Ann's Louisiana chicken and sausage gumbo. Oh, yeah. And I want you to know she left me a bowl. And to hurt all that, Miss Paulette sent me a wonderful text message saying how wonderful all that chicken gumbo was. And I had my bowl. But that's all right, you know. So listen, friends. Expect His return. Expect the coming of the Lord. Are you ready for nuggets? Say amen. Amen. Let me state the obvious. Jesus Christ is coming. Never forget that. Listen, guys. We are in a battle. Are you ready with this? Everybody thinks we're in battle with a powerful Satan. We are not. We are doing battle with a powerless enemy. He has no power over the redeemed of God. None whatsoever. Anything that we go through in our lives has passed before the eyes of God and His permissive will. Whatever you are going through, whatever difficult times you may be going through, like Job in the book of Job, God has allowed that to happen for His glory. You see, what you may not understand is that Satan is not all powerful. Matter of fact, he's powerless. He could not read your mind. He doesn't know what's going on in there. If he could read our minds, he never would have tested Job. Because Job never gave in. Never gave in. He held on to his integrity. He trusted God. Satan believes he is running things. He is so wicked. He is so vile. He is so twisted. He is so deceived that he actually thinks he has a chance. And I'm going to tell you right now. He has no more chance against us than a mosquito would have in stepping into the ring with Muhammad Ali when he was in his prime. It's not even that close. Hallelujah. Because our great God sits on His throne. He is in charge. Jesus is still Jesus, and Jesus is the commander of the army of the Lord. He said that He would come back, and He's coming back. And just like He ascended in heaven to heaven in clouds and glory, He will return in like manner, in clouds and glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And here in Acts, as our Lord was taken up, His disciples could clearly see Him. And when He comes together again, as Scripture says, every eye shall see Him. This same Jesus literally went up, and this same Jesus is literally coming down. Hallelujah. Now think about this. He went up into heaven, unopposed. No high priest could stop Him. No scribes, no Pharisees. Pilate could not stop Him from ascending to heaven. And when He returns a second time, no one will stand against Him. Turn in your Bibles to the last book in the Bible. Book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. If you got a paper Bible, when you get there, please say amen. This is the scene when Christ physically returns to earth to set up His kingdom on earth for the millennial reign. If you're there, say amen. Oh, I get excited about this. I'm gonna read it like I believe it. Amen. Now, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And He who sat on Him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness He judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except Himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. That's just like in the book of John. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Continuing in verse 14. And the armies in heaven, clothed in white, fine linen, white and clean, followed Him on white horses. That army of heaven, clothed in white. Do you know who that is? That is you. That is the redeemed of God returning with the angels of heaven. Why are you clothed in white to do battle? Because you're not fighting. This King of Kings is fighting. Now out of His mouth came a sharp sword, that with it He should strike the nations. And He Himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He Himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And He has written on His robe and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May the Lord add blessings upon His word. Friends, that is a great scene that we see in the book of Revelation. So don't let anybody spiritualize these words. Jesus is coming as a matter of fact. Therefore, live life as a matter of fact. Share the gospel knowing that Christ could come at any moment. I don't know about you, but I want Jesus coming back when I'm either praying, studying the Word of God, or sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone. I certainly want to be in church when it happens. Amen? Listen, friends. Consecrate your daily lives to the glory of God. As a matter of fact, live wholly and completely for your Redeemer. Live with all of your heart for your Mediator in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is not coming in some sort of mythical, misty, hazy way. He is literally, He is actually returning. He could return right this second, amen? Wouldn't that be nice? Now, Miss Ruth Ann have taken care of some things financially. We're older. We don't owe anybody any money. But I'm telling you right now, I suspect that if the Lord Jesus came back right now and you were caught up and went into heaven, there's a bunch of creditors that would be upset. And all God's people said, amen. By the way, try to get yourself out of debt. That's biblical. Amen. So listen, guys, it's this same Jesus will return in like manner. So listen, guys, that's what the angels were saying. Be ready to meet your Lord when He returns. And I ask today, are you ready to meet your Lord? If you're the redeemed of God, of course you are. But if you're sitting here in this sanctuary, apart from Christ, having never received Christ, you are not ready to meet Him. If you're watching on the internet, you are not ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. You must receive Him as Lord. Scripture, believe it or not, never says that we are to receive Christ as Savior. It says we are to receive Him as Lord. Is He the Lord of your life? Have you given your heart to the King of Kings? Listen, friends. I don't know about you, but I don't want to meet Him unashamed. I don't want to meet Him ashamed. I want to meet Him unashamed. Amen? So I want to serve Him in an unashamed way. People say, you know what? You can't get that Pastor Larry to tone it down. That's not my instinct when it comes to Jesus. My instinct is not to tone it down. My instinct is to ramp it up. My instinct is to declare exactly who He is. Do it with grace. Do it with mercy. Don't beat people over the heads with your Bible. But just share what God has done for you through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So what do I want? I want to meet Jesus Christ with joy. And so therefore, every day I serve Christ with joy. Lord, what are You teaching me here? If He returns, I want to find Him, as I said before, preaching, praying, studying, sharing the gospel. Wouldn't you like for Christ to come back and find you living in His presence moment by moment? Prayer team, wouldn't it be great if Christ returned while we were in there in prayer? Praise team, wouldn't it be great if He returned while we were praising His name? You know, we have 30 minutes each week after the first service ends to transition to our service. 30 minutes. Get instruments set up, sound checks, everything all set up, video, the whole shot. We believe that Christ lives in us. And we believe that right this second, Christ is here in this sanctuary. Amen? We believe the Lord Jesus is right here. And each week there's normally, during that 30 minutes, a frenzy of activity. A frenzy of activity in this sanctuary. And people rushing around to get this room ready for the King of Kings. If Jesus were to return next Sunday morning, wouldn't you want Him to find you rushing around in a frenzy of activity, getting ready for Him? Getting ready to praise God. Wouldn't you want Him to find you at home, putting on the best that you have? I'm not talking about fine clothes. I'm talking about the best that you have. The best that you have is your fine clothes. Amen? We should do that. We should be all about that. Amen? Hallelujah? But listen to me. The clothes got nothing to do with it. There's some guys around in here that they look great in a polo shirt. I don't have that anymore. The middle part of my polo shirts looks like it's got more of the O in there. You know, I can no longer dress to a T. I can dress to an O. I'm not like Brother Ronell. All right? So friends, listen. Wouldn't you want Jesus to find you putting on your best? Our service team, our team here in the sanctuary, wouldn't you like Him to find you making the sound ready? The lights perfect. The instruments, the praise team, the greeters, the video, everything ready for Jesus Christ. Think about this, Living Hope Church. Think about this thought. I know it's something that we put up with every single week. Instead of being annoyed about the parking situation, drive up and give glory to God. Because so many people are here to sing praises to Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, I'm so glad I got to go find a spot to park. That means there's people upstairs right now praising You. Friends, you know, I had a chance to talk with Pastor Lionel, you know, and he came to me after service. I was sharing this with our leadership team. He came to me after service 2 weeks ago. He said, Pastor Larry, I want you to know, you have the sweetest church. Sometimes we run over and they come in and they smile and they're pleasant to us. He goes, I love you, Pastor Larry. I love your church. See, that's a great thing. Amen? It made me feel a little ashamed of how I feel sometimes. But wait, did I say that out loud? Apparently sometimes what's down in the well comes up in the bucket. Amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So, friends, Jesus is coming again. I know the parking lot can be that trial, but Jesus is coming again. We want people to come to Christ. So let's serve the Lord in some way or the other. Whether it's helping out here or prayer, whatever it is. Serve Christ intensely. Serve Him more and more in every moment of your life. Every day, serve the Lord at your jobs. Serve the Lord at your jobs, being the best employee that your boss has. Not because you love your boss, not because you love your job, not because you love the people at your job, but because you love Jesus. And you are His representative here on this earth until He comes again in His glory. Serve with joy, friends. People will notice when you do that. When you serve Christ that way, you have a testimonial life to the King of Kings. Amen? Now listen, friends. Some people will still choose to reject you. Some people will still choose to mock you. Others will hate you. But some people will think, you know, I don't know what Jim, I don't know what Rafaela, Margaret, GB, Sandy, Sherry, Ruth Ann, I don't know what it is that they have, but I want it. I want what they have. I want that joy in their lives. Here's what I leave you with today. No one knows the moment or time when Christ will return. Amen? He could return right now. If not now, within 5 minutes. If not within 5 minutes, surely while we're on the way home. If not while we're on the way home, surely today. Whenever He returns, we know that He is returning. Amen? He will be returning in like manner. In His glory. Receive Christ as Lord and live for Him today. Doing what Jesus has given you the power to do. And all of God's children said, amen. Grace and peace from God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit our website at www.lhcfl.com. Visit us on Facebook or get the ChurchLink app from the App Store. Again, thank you, and we hope to see you in service soon.